This is Wisconsin Public Radio on NPR One.
WPR and Wisconsin Watch are documenting the lives of Wisconsinites in this unprecedented time with a new series of audio diaries called Outbreak Wisconsin. Wisconsin has seen a record number of COVID-19-related hospitalizations in the past 2 weeks. Dozens of patients are currently hospitalized in Dane County alone. While those numbers rose rapidly, they were also predictable, something ER nurse Mariah Clark reflected on after a seemingly slow day at work in late September.
It's the morning of September 25th, and a few days ago, I had one of the better shifts I'd had in a long time. We had enough staffing that I could spend time with a couple of patients, and there was a person who was just overwhelmed with the events of the world, and instead of just going through their discharge instructions and escorting them out and wishing them a good day and that they'd feel better, I sat with them for a little bit of extra time and talked about a time in my life when I had been overwhelmed and overwrought. One of the reasons I got into medicine was because I knew that it gave me the opportunity to really make a difference, whether that was by some dramatic life-saving, you know, bringing someone from the brink of death and seeing them walk out of the hospital weeks later, or whether it was by sitting with someone quietly. And that's amazing. I mean, it's really amazing. But even with all that, things are still getting busier. And, you know, I was listening to an NPR piece as I got ready for work the other day, and it was beautifully reflective. It was talking about the beginning of the pandemic, and people were talking about cheering healthcare workers or listening to stories of healthcare workers adapting, changing roles, sitting with people, facilitating family chats on tablets because families couldn't be at the bedsides of the sick. And part of me felt what they were going for, you know, that heartwarming note. And part of me was just aggravated because they were talking about it like it was past tense. Like we are not still having iPad conversations with families and patients. Like we are not bringing up end-of-life wishes. Like, we are not reusing single-use PPE. People are talking about it like it's past, and I assure you, whether you want to listen to me, or whether you want to look at the data, or whether you want to see the lines on my face from my mask, or how sweaty I am after spending hours on end at a patient bedside, suctioning them and changing them and medicating them and comforting them. There's got to be a change, y'all. This is slowly grinding us into dirt. We could be enjoying a regular autumn. And instead, the pandemic is at its highest rate that it's been. We can do better. We need to do better. There's no excuse not to.